Sports, I'm Josh Rountree. We start in college basketball, where there were four top 25 matchups throughout the country Tuesday. In Manhattan, Kansas, K-State dropped ninth-ranked Baylor. More from correspondent Greg Eklem.
First-year head coach Jerome Tang, an assistant coach at Baylor for 19 years, savored Kansas State's 75-65 win over the Bears.
It's not the who we played or win in that, but the environment tonight and just the turnout, the crowd, the energy. I mean, it's every coach's dream.
K-State trailed by three at halftime, but came out firing in the second half behind Keontae Johnson, who scored a game-high 25 points, 16 in the second half. Wildcats point guard Marquise Noel chipped in with 14, 10 from the free throw line, but he also had 10 assists and no turnovers.
Elsewhere, 8th-ranked Texas roughed up Iowa State 72-54. Wade Taylor IV scored 25 points as 25th-ranked Texas A&M dropped 11th-ranked Tennessee 68-63. 10th-ranked Marquette got by 19th-ranked Creighton 73-71. And in their first home game since an on-campus mass shooting 8 days prior, Michigan State knocked off 17th-ranked Indiana 80-65. On the ice, Carolina took down St. Louis Tuesday 4-1, a goal and two assists from Andrei Svechnikov.
It's been a while for me, like I said, and whatever it's called, a score, it gives you a little bit confidence and you just try to buzz out there and create even more chances. That's what I was doing tonight.
The Red Wings dropped the Capitals 3-1 as Pius Suter scored twice for Detroit.
Well, I mean, yeah, every point matters. Every game matters, and I think it's just also building something, how we play, how we win games, and just kind of continuing that.
And in the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks fired head coach Nick McMillan on Tuesday, less than 2 years after he guided the team to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.